I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In the air, center field, playable for Brenton Doyle. And the Astros are going to drop this one to the Colorado Rockies, 6-1. Astros strand 11 compared to 2 left on for the Rockies. Colorado with 4 runs in the third, all unearned runs, and 2 more in the fifth. Win the opener of this 3-game series and the opener of a 10-game homestand by the final of 6-1.
Good, you know, the walks, he saw a ton of pitches, a couple of plays in left. He judged that it was a high fly ball. He judged the wall really well and made that play on a deep fly ball. So, but he was moving around pretty well.
Okay. That still tickles me that Joe Espada is pointing out. He's talking about Yordan Alvarez, who started in left field and had, I think, 4 plate appearances last night, 2 walks, 0-for-2 at the plate, that he points out in great detail how well he's moving in left field, having missed the last nearly 4 months with a hand injury. Like,
right. Well, and then meanwhile, when asked about his hand injury himself, whether there was still pain, Yordan Alvarez, as Chandler Rome points out, didn't say no. Yeah. Chandler's asked on Tuesday whether he will have to manage any hand pain for the final 5 weeks of the season. Alvarez replied, "Right now I'm here. I feel like that's a good signal, something good to show. It says a lot that I'm active for tonight, and it justifies everything I've been going through." Yeah. Absent from that answer is a no. So good job to Chandler Rome for pointing that out. I think it's reasonable to think, yeah, whatever is going on with his hand, we're not 100% guaranteed that it's not still affecting him or bothering him.
Yeah, we had been kind of forewarned about that a month or so ago, like, hey, the version of Yordan that we get back may still be dealing with some things. And maybe he is. I always, too, Seth, keep like 5% hope open that when we get an answer we don't like from any of the Latin American players that use a translator, that something got lost in translation. That there was a no in there somewhere that got missed because you're injecting a middleman into the situation.
My Spanish isn't as good as I would like it to be, but I'm pretty good at picking out no.
That's true.
I didn't need a translator in this instance.
Yeah, the Rafael Devers time. Yeah. No.
I knew exactly what he was talking about.
Yeah. No. So Astros lose last night 6-1. Just a bad night all the way around.
There was the stat that showed up that it was either Kawahara or Chandler Rome that pointed this out. It kind of crept up on us because remember one of the points of emphasis during spring training was, let's get back to being those Astros who had incredible judgment at the plate.
Yeah, selective.
These competitive at-bats. And now here we sit with a few games left in the season, and the Astros see the fewest pitches per plate appearance of anybody else in the majors.
Yeah, they're back to their old ways.
Yeah. And it's frustrating, but it's especially frustrating when that's what you're doing versus one of the worst teams in the history of baseball in the Colorado Rockies. You are somehow maintaining this lead in the division by virtue of the Mariners having zero clutchness to them. And that's not the way I want to be maintaining the lead in the division.
The wild thing, too, is the Rangers haven't really been able to creep into the mix either. Like, with both the Astros and the Mariners being bad over the last few weeks, you would think the Rangers would make up some ground, but not last I checked. So, the Astros lose last night. Fromber on the mound tonight, so everything's going to be just fine. Don't worry about it, everybody. We got Fromber out there. Yeah,
it will be.
Okay,
Fromber,
good.
Look, we know Fromber. Every now and then, he just goes through this, and he whips it back around.
Yeah,
I wish you had never done this.
What?
You called it senioritis because he's going into free agency this year, and just like high school students, kind of lose some focus in that final semester of their senior year. It feels like maybe Fromber has just lost a little bit of focus somehow.
That's totally what it feels like. He's not backing up home plate. He's letting the pitch clock run out. Like he's.
I was just like, what if the text messages from his sports psychologist are just a long row of on the left down, like unresponded.
He's
just a lot of white space. On these text messages.
I don't know, man. Yeah. Maybe. Okay, we got a few of these texts. Tight end, what the hell? You skipped over that group. That's a whole conversation. They only kept two, especially considering that Nick Caley is a former tight ends coach. There's another text. Did I miss y'all discussing tight end? We only kept two. There's a few more of these.
Right.
On there.
Okay. No, we discussed it, but I think it's okay. This is where, yes, we should have discussed it more, obviously, based on the response of people demanding it. This is the thing. I think that, you watch the way Nick Caley operates. Hey, he's a tight ends coach. You know, this is probably going to be a team that plays a bunch of tight ends, et cetera, et cetera. I think the one thing you have to remember is that Nick Caley himself has been telling us ad nauseum, this scheme is going to be whatever we think the players are good at doing. And you don't just shoehorn players that you don't think are great players onto a roster because you want to run a certain type of offense. I think there's a really good chance that if Irv Smith was healthy, he'd be on this roster right now. Mm-hmm. That would have been your third tight end. But the guys that they got rid of or had a chance to look at or whatever, I think Luke Lachey will probably be on the practice squad.
I agree.
But they don't think he's ready yet. That it's as simple as that. They've got two tight ends that are healthy that they feel good about, and that it's Dalton Schultz and it's Cade Stover.
Yeah.
The third guy, it might be somebody that they pick up at some point. It might be at some point if there's an injury, maybe they feel all right about Luke Lachey or they'll bring him on. But I like that they're not trying to shoehorn guys in. Same thing with Jakob Johnson. Look, they'd love to have a fullback and a guy that's a proven fullback who's got a lot of experience at it. But if you don't feel awesome about the guy performing the duties of a fullback, you don't keep him on the roster just because you have to have a fullback.
That's right.
So I think that's the – so, yes, it is notable that they only have two tight ends. And even whether you're going to be tight end heavy or not, you should have a third tight end because of injuries.
Yep.
That's where I think I'll be surprised if there's not three tight ends on the roster on opening day
or
within the first couple weeks of the beginning of the season.
I think – by week one, for sure. I don't think they go into week one with two tight ends on the roster, just put it that way. I would also say, too, to the texter that is bringing up Nick Caley's background as a reason for surprise, there's only two tight ends.
Yeah.
To me, that creates a dynamic that Nick Caley, who's been around Rob Gronkowski up in New England, has been around other good tight ends, might be choosier about who is on this roster as a tight end right now.
No, and exactly. I think whenever you bring up the background, okay, let's look at the background. Let's look at the Patriots. Let's look at the Rams. there is no Patriots offense. There is no Rams offense with those two head coaches, with Belichick or with McVay. Their offenses have been very much about adapting to the talent they have on the roster. Mm-hmm. So, which I 100% like. We had a guy in Bobby Slowick that was going to run his offense come hell or high water, whether it was suited to his players or not. And that, I don't like that as a way of operating in the modern NFL. When Sean McVay first got to the Rams, he was going to be a heavy tight end usage guy. But he looked at his roster and he thought, "Wow, we've got more receivers than tight ends. We're going to be in three wide receivers a lot." The Patriots were constantly changing. Yeah, when you've got Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez before he was arrested on your team,
yeah,
we're going to use those guys. Yeah. We're going to be a heavy tight end offense.
John Harris brought this up on Texans All Access last night when I was listening in my car, and he said that I'm curious what you think of this point. That yeah, we've. He and Mark were going through the 53, and they highlighted the fact there's only two tight ends. Johnny brought up the possibility that maybe Cam Robinson's role on this team to start out, since it appears as though he's not going to be the starting left tackle, would be that Cam Robinson is the 74 checks in as eligible guy, and that becomes your that becomes your third tight end. When you need to go into some heavy sets, that becomes your third tight end.
Right, yeah, which obviously it's dicey because you become more predictable. But, the Lions have had success with that, various other teams, when they decide to go that way. Then it all becomes then what it turns into is, okay, the defense is going to be loaded up and geared up versus the run. They don't have as many viable wide receivers to worry about.
Yeah.
Can you actually impose your will physically?
That's right.
I mean, we saw this a lot. I think at times with Bill O'Brien, there were times where, who was the guy they would always bring in as the
Kendall Lamb. It was Kendall Lamb for a while, yeah.
And you're like, all right, great. I mean, yeah, you got more bulk out there, but none of these guys really seem hell-bent on destroying somebody physically.
No.
And it felt like you were weakening your team when he did that.
Yep.
I think that I think that's a really good point by John.
Yeah.
You might see some of those early on, and they'll see how it goes. And if you can impose your will, then by all means do it. But that's the first prerequisite. You can't just expect that because you've got a bigger body in there that you're going to run all over people.
Someone says on the text page, I've always viewed Justin Watson as a pseudo tight end in Kansas City. I want to say he even lined up at tight end. Am I wrong? I always would get him and Noah Gray mixed up
A lot of guys, there's a lot of time. I mean, they'll line up, slot receivers at tight end at times. Just, again, it's kind of like same thing with bringing in a sixth offensive lineman. Are you actually effective when you do that?
Yep.
And 100%, bringing in Justin Watson down into the core to block and everything. The Texans had a play, one of their few tackles for a loss in the preseason, was Cornell Brown came down to crack block the defensive end last week against the Lions. Poor Cornell. Not Cornell Brown. Cornell Powell.
Cornell Powell.
Yeah, boy, he got destroyed. He just got destroyed.
A for effort.
A for effort. He'd been on the team for about 36 hours.
Yeah.
And they're asking him to come down and crack down on it was a big dude, too.
Yeah.
And the defensive end saw it coming. He anticipated it. The only way it works is if you've got a defensive end who's unaware and you can get him in the ribs or something.
The element of surprise.
There was nothing. Right at the snap, the defensive end turned to Cornell Powell, and that's when the battle was lost.
Blammo.
And then he just bulldozed him out to, I think it might have been Woody Marks. I don't know. Is the guy actually good at doing it? And I think, it's a really good point by the texter that I think first and foremost, I like it when offense says, look, we're not trying to keep a certain number of players on the roster because we want to use all these guys. We want to have the best guys on the roster. And then no matter whether you're tight end heavy or not, you'd like to have a third tight end.
Sure.
They're gonna take care of that at some point.
I think so too.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here was C.J. Stroud, as long as we're talking about the offense. C.J. Stroud on First Take when Stephen A. Smith asked him, hey, how's that offensive line? They going to do a better job protecting you this year?
Did you bribe them? What is it that you did in the offseason to get them to make sure you don't get sacked 52 times this upcoming season like you did last year? Because, damn it, what are you supposed to do if you're not protected? How do you feel about your offensive line this year?
I feel great. I think, you know, we brought in a lot of great pieces. Of course, we know we traded Laramie, but I feel like we brought in a rookie who is hungry, wants to get better, is doing great in camp. Titus is back at tackle. He looks great. So we got a lot of good pieces, man, and versatile. We're young. We have a new scheme. I think that had to do a lot with it last year. It was like, we got to be able to get rid of the ball, move the pocket, like help those guys out. Everything can't just be drop back pass. We play action. So that's running the ball. You know, so there's ways we can help those guys out. And by me, I got to do a better job of getting the ball out when it's necessary. So it's not just on them. It's on me as well. So I think we're doing a great job by setting that foundation in camp. And I'm excited, man. Our O-line looks great.
CJ did a good job there at the very end of like, okay, I got to make sure I take some of this blame shade I just threw at the 2024 play calling.
And it's legitimate too when he's talking about making it easier on the offensive line. There were times last year where in game situations where he really should have just taken the easy 5-yard reception and whatever run after catch you get, where he turned it down and was kind of waiting for stuff to develop downfield. Well, he had 5-man pass protection in front of him. Like that's not an offensive line last year that you want to do it with, and you're making it harder on him. So it's a lot of things that you need to make it easier on the offensive line. But a big part of it, you know, about once a week, somebody will say, hey, Seth, can't they just use the pass to set up the run? Because we hear a lot of establish the run. So people say, well, can't you use the pass to establish the run, to set up the run? Yes, ideally, theoretically, that's what last year should have been. Yeah. Teams were all but inviting the Texans to run the ball. They were just awful at it.
Yep.
They couldn't do it. Teams were specifically lining up in defenses where they're almost conceding the run, but they managed to shut the run down.
Yeah.
That was the problem of last year. Like it was already, they had already set up the run with the pass without even taking a snap, because defenses are out there and they're saying, okay, we got Nico Collins, we got Stephon Diggs, we got Tank Dell. Let's just be sure we limit the deep ball and then play everything in front of us. And the Texans couldn't do squat with it. Mm-hmm. And Bobby Slowick, for the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season, acted like he was still surprised that that's what he was seeing.
Dude.
Like, huh, it turns out defenses are trying to take away these receivers. It's weird. What's to be done about it?
Remember the Titans game they lost at home, I think in week 12, where the Titans linebackers were totally cheating the entire game?
Like they were just hanging out, waiting.
Standing there waiting.
yeah. Or if it was a run to the outside, they'd barely move. They'd be like, nah, this is getting turned back.
Yeah.
Because especially like with Laramie Tunsil trying to run that scheme last year, Laramie Tunsil would just, you know, in a zone running scheme, there's times where you got to make a decision whether you try to reach block your guy, like overtake him, or just wheel on him and wash him out. Guess what Laramie chose as often as possible as a run blocker? The path of least resistance.
Of course.
I'll just let this defensive end get upfield.
Yeah.
And linebackers are like, okay, cool. It's a run to my right. Yeah, this ball's coming back to me. I'll just sit here and wait. And meanwhile, check to be sure that it's not play action and all of that.
Hey, what's around your neck? What did you put?
Oh, that's my my finisher medal. It's a middle-aged white man version of a participant trophy for running a 50-mile ultra marathon. shuffling a 50-mile ultramarathon.
You got a participation medal for that? A finisher?
Not a finisher.
You finished.
You don't get one if you don't finish.
You finished.
You know, 25% of people that enter don't finish the race.
Now, for those who don't know, why exactly are you flexing with that right
because
now?
Clint apparently won't shut up about how fat I used to be and how that's why he knows for sure he can beat me in a one-mile race because I used to be heavier than I was right now.
You're 10 pounds heavier than him right now.
Well, specifically being paid to be that heavy.
Right.
It wasn't because I couldn't put down the pancakes, you know? Yes, I eat pancakes with my hands, but that's neither here nor there.
Right.
Now I do it to carbo load.
That's right. That's right. Do you have any other accolades hanging on the wall there?
This was in a shoebox. This is after I came. This was one segment after me talking about how a lot of times I'll throw away awards because I just don't think about them all that much.
Yeah.
Like, oh wait, I still have my participation trophy.
Your finisher.
It was in a shoebox full of medals that my wife had.
Full of medals, huh?
Yeah.
You got a lot of medals in that box over there.
My mom gave me a bunch of stuff when I was
You won when you were younger.
She finally turned my bedroom into something else.
Yeah. So are you wearing that to tell Clint to show him what's
I'm just
up?
Just watching it. I might wear it when I beat him in the mile.
Yeah.
3 months from now.
Yeah.
I already have my training plan printed out for how I'm going to train to.
You're excited to turn this into something here. It sounds.
I'm shooting for a 7-minute mile. Yeah,
I think that's
a realistic one.
Yeah.
I haven't run in a couple years. Frankly, I don't think my knee is ready for it. But I'm willing to take a cortisone shot or seven, and I'm also going to do an interval heavy based training program. I can't log a lot of miles,
oh my God.
But I can do some sprints and stuff and some tempo runs.
I gotta see this. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. Nick Caserio press conference coming up at the top of the hour, 9 a.m. We'll carry it live here on Sports Radio 610. Hey, speaking of the Rams, Nick Caley's former team, update on probably the biggest story for the week one matchup between the Texans and the Rams. We got one from the Rams side of things earlier this week. What does it mean for week one for the Texans, which is only 10 days away? That's coming up next.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.